Hello everyone, it's your friendly neighborhood editor again, and once again, it is time to play Let's All Guess What Adam Says for the week. I'm sure you'll have a great time. Don't worry though, there's only one more of these games left to play.
Yeah, so you've got your tickets, it's all clear for entering the happiest place on Earth.
I remember being happy. Oh, you're my favorite.
And Victor, this place is astoundingly clean and perfect. Everywhere you look, there's not a piece of trash to be seen. Every surface appears freshly painted, freshly washed down, freshly cleaned. It's amazing and impossible to your eyes. You can't believe that there is any place in the world that is this clean. You know, you vaguely smell freshly popped popcorn coming down from inside Main Street up the way, and you know, there's even music, and it seems like everybody here is happy.
So, it was the magic castle or something?
Fantasy something something. Where did we fight Goofy, by the way? Like, where am I going to get weird mascot PTSD in this park?
Like, it's gotta be like, I was thinking, like, you didn't even make it past, like, the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, we threw down in a Disney World parking lot and lost to Goofy.
And I'm picturing, like, dark at night, and, you know, everything slows down.
Right, and the Goofy just lands in from the sky.
Like, oh, no, he does the Iron Man landing.
Yep.
The superhero landing.
Prepare for Titanfall. Drops. And it's just like the laughter.
It just.
And then he just went, yuck, I learned that from a new friend.
Jesus.
Yeah, didn't the little girl say something about where?
Yeah, she got sick and got in the. It was in the medtent.
She said the Red Cross.
Yeah, she felt sick in Fantasyland or whatever that thing was called, Fantasy Kingdom. And.
Wasn't it like Cinderella's castle, specifically?
I don't remember, actually.
We are the best attention to detail.
I'm pretty sure it was Cinderella's castle.
He's role-playing someone with one investigation, or zero investigation.
And I wasn't there!
Yeah, bear in mind, I have no investigation skill, like, straight up. I am method acting Jack right now.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the down low.
Do we know?
I'm pretty sure it's Cinderella's castle, and Frank doesn't know that. But one of the more responsible.
I was gonna say it was okay, Jack in Florida, dude. So, when did she disappear?
A day or so ago.
Yeah, it was probably a little over 24 hours.
Oh, man. No, I've got it. Can I, like, fake a crotchety old man heart attack so I get taken to the crotchety old man medical tent?
That's a good plan.
This seems like a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens if you fail to fake a heart attack. I mean, no one's gonna, like, stop you, so just do it, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, failure doesn't seem particularly interesting, plus I'm an old man, it's not going to be too difficult to convince people I'm having an old man heart attack.
And the best part is they're going to hook you up to things and they're not going to work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's how I cleared the tent, so I can investigate. Is everything they hook me up to just fails? Because it's all probably pretty fancy medical equipment.
Right. So we go to the castle, Fantasyland, whatever. And then you do whatever.
So you guys start heading down Main Street, and you can see all the stores lining up and down the boulevard. Everything's sparkly, clean, and perfect. Jack, you get a vague sense that all the cast members here are looking at you. Whether or not that's actually the case, who knows? but there seems to be a small crowd gathered near the end of Main Street, off to the side.
Okay. Jack would go investigate, and then muscle his way to the front of the crowd and stand heroically over whatever's happening.
Just around From Casey's Corner down by the Crystal Palace, there is a small crowd gathered around what looks to be the entrance to the first aid area.
Okay.
And as you muster your way to the front of the crowd, there you see a couple Orlando police detectives talking to the lady that works there.
Are these guys I know?
I don't know, are they?
Ooh.
Maybe in passing? Like they aren't people I'm tight with, but I have met these guys at like fundraiser functions. Don't you like?
You went down to the precinct to bail out Florida Man that one time.
Mm-hmm.
That one time.
Well, and ran into that cop that one time.
Florida Man isn't always in jail, but spiritually he is.
You just about made me spit tea all over my everything.
Well, Florida Man eats every wrongful conviction in Florida, right? That's how that works.
So yeah, Jack, you don't have, a huge familiarity with these guys, but these are a couple detectives, a couple of local detectives, Detective okay. McLeod and Detective Graves.
Okay. How close can I get to them? And what is happening?
Not ominous names at all.
So, you push your way through the front of the crowd, and Detective McLeod is the one talking to what looks to be a lady doctor. She's got dark curly hair, pale skin, and the Detective Graves is kind of like watching the crowd, and he spots you coming through the crowd and pushing your way through, and he steps forward and he puts his hand up and he says, "Yeah, sorry, you know, this area is off limits for now unless you've got a medical emergency."
My grandpa just had a heart attack, actually.
The robot E really sells it.
I was about to say the same thing. Like, this is,
it sounds like a xylophone.
This is Bender faking a heart attack.
Jack, cut the shit.
Wow. Jack will put on his best, like, innocent face and put his hands up like, "Man, we got a thing here." What?
We both know your grandparents have been dead for a long time.
Wow. Detective, I didn't know you'd done this extensive genealogy on me.
It's almost like everybody wants a piece of Jack.
It's true. It's almost like everybody knows. Hi.
It's metaphorical cough.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
So you may be unfamiliar with this process, but you see, occasionally police officers have to investigate something, and people call the police officers to do the police officer's job, and then the police officer goes and does their job, and everyone who's not a police officer stands way the fuck over there on their side of the fence.
Wow, I'm really sensing some hostility here. Did I beat you at a charity golf game or something, pal? Like, seriously.
If Florida Man was there, you certainly did.
All right.
It's another bad day. It's another day in sunny Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I'll back off. I don't know if there's any reason to press from this angle. We can always figure it out some other way. Yeah, so guys, there's been something else happen here. I don't know if it's related or not.
So they're cops, and presumably they're talking to, like, CSI text by radio, right? I'm just gonna fucking...
At this point, I think Florida Man just walks right up to the cops and goes, "Hey dudes, what's going on?"
Just like fists on hips, swiveling head. Seriously? Yeah.
Yep. And I'm gonna go ahead and use his rapport here.
Hey dudes, what's going on? Alright.
And I got a 1. Nice.
I think that's probably okay rapport, right? Is there like a opposed thing I roll for rapport?
I'm not 100% on that. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
Yeah, how would you oppose somebody greeting you?
Yeah, that's like... my point. The rapport is just like kicking things off, having a good time, right? Yeah, people just like you.
It's making a connection,
right?
Like some kind of rapport.
Brushing off all the rust.
That's right.
No, Andrew, that does not sound right.
Okay, that does seem like a bit of a stretch. I'm sorry.
Hey, why don't you grab a temporary beneficial aspect for getting that one? Or you don't have to, but yeah, the point is that it's like, oh well, you know, you can defend as using empathy. Good God, that sounds like a shitload of work for defending against this. The guy eyes you, Jack, and says, it's nothing serious, sir. You can go back to enjoying your day. It's just, we're just conducting an investigation.
Oh yeah? Anyone die?
Nah, nothing like that here.
Well, that sucks. Alright, guys, I guess,
boring!
I'll let you go do your job now. It's cool.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and, yeah, don't be intoxicated at Disney. Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll some dice.
And yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna oppose it with alertness.
And I guess, would you get a situational modifier because Florida Man was distracting them?
Now this is the time to do all the situation modifiers in the world that you'd like. So yes.
Teamwork.
At this point, Jack will like announce his presence to the crowd and start signing autographs.
Okay.
Because everyone wants a piece of Jack.
That's probably presence.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think you're gonna have any problem with.
I would guess so as well.
Doesn't even seem like failure. Doesn't even seem interesting on that one.
Yeah.
So situational modifiers are basically aspects that you can.
Yeah, you can. Well, that you can when we create an aspect, a situation aspect, you get to tag it for free. There's a free
right.
tag
the
that
first
comes.
First tag is free,
right?
Yeah, the first use is free, and then after that, you gotta pay.
So.
Or it goes away, depending on what Mike.
Yeah.
Wants
so
to
essentially,
do.
Yes. It will...
No, this one sounds like those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So each of those is mm-hmm. plus two.
Yeah, because it's both. It's essentially a fate point
yep.
spent on each
yep.
aspect.
Every aspect is worth plus two.
It's the system's designed to create stuff like that and then tag it to create huge fucking boosts.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
I rolled a two.
Nice.
So that's plus six, which is like fuck awesome.
Yeah. So for that level of success, it's like. I don't even begin to tell you, like, that's six levels of overflow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no one even knows you're there.
You could probably just take their coffee cups if you felt like it.
Oh, you could make all their coffee cold.
You shake their
all
hands. That sounds like a future situational modifier, too. Their coffee's cold, so they have to go get more.
I mean, with six shifts, I seem to recall that being as just overwhelmingly huge, but I can't remember where that page is yet.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't it on the character sheet, too?
It's, like, amazing or something like that? Like, it's...
It is fantastic.
It's fantastic, yeah, because five is superb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eight is legendary, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And seven is epic.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? There's no one, like, no one anywhere has any idea that you're there. You don't actually, like, become invisible, but maybe you tap into some part of your own Sealy magic that everyone just decides to ignore you for 20 minutes. Gotcha. Yeah, so the inside of the facility is much, much larger than you expect from the outside. It looks like it's just supposed to be a sort of medical tent sort of thing on the outside, kind of built into the side of a of another building. It's built inside the side of a restaurant. But as you go inside, there is not only several places for first aid and triage to take place. There are cots, beds with their own privacy curtains. There's a what appears to be a fully stocked medical cabinet, and there is also a door in the back, as well as just the sort of desk that somebody might work on with a computer terminal. No. But toss alertness down real quick. You got a 2 on that. Alright, so you do notice that there is a camera in the corner of the room. With 6 shifts of shifts of success, you don't need to worry about the camera. Seems likely. There is. They did not. There is a welcome to Disney theme parks login screen. The desk is meticulously clean, although you do find a paper notebook in one of the drawers. It appears to be a log of times and dates when people entered the tent. Times, dates, names. She is. Do you remember her name? Okay. No problem. Did anyone ask her name? Can anyone tell me her name?
You mean Isabel?
Isabel was the daughter.
Isabel's daughter.
Yeah, I thought she mentioned it at one point, but I wasn't there for it.
I don't honestly know if Jack even would have asked. I have no investigation skill. I'm not actually good at this.
You asked where she was last seen. So, I mean, like, you did ask at least one reasonable question.
He started.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question is, did he blow all of his investigation points on that one question?
Hey. Oh, yeah, no, that was it.
Done and done.
Yeah.
So there are 3 female names that entered the first aid tent yesterday. That seems reasonable. So somebody who's played Dresden more recently than I have, is scholarship the sort of thing that you need to use to get into computer systems, or can you use like investigation or burglary?
We were just discussing that in chat.
I think once you're in, it's all scholarship.
Burglary is still used to defeat security measures.
Yeah. So once you're in, yeah, if you want to break through whatever countermeasures they have, then you're using burglary. But it also caps your burglary based on what your scholarship is, so.
Oh, that's harsh.
Well, it's...
Well, it makes a lot of sense, because, like, even if you're a genius, like, second floor man,
yeah,
if you've never used a computer before, how are you going to break computer
security? No, totally. I get it, but...
Well, it's not that you don't have any knowledge, it's just that you don't have any skill in it. You could still roll.
Yeah.
Or you could try to create an aspect to help you out here. You could ask somebody else to do that for you.
The wizard could totally cast a spell.
On a computer?
No, on Victor.
I have a pager.
But I mean, also...
A I probably, like, am reading the message upside down until somebody, like, reorients the pager in my hand. Babby. Yeah, like, I'm guessing that's a thought emergy.
Yes. Which one? I think thaumaturgy is the one that's on the go.
Evocation is the, like, I need this shit done now.
Yeah, unless you want to sit down and, cast a, ritual, I think that should have to be evocation.
Okay, I can do that too. What specialization would this fall under? Spirit?
Spirit?
Ay. Cool, that's where I'm a Viking.
So roll discipline plus specialization and focus items.
So discipline is a great skill, so I'm rolling 40F plus 4, and then specialization I think is another 2 on top of that? Or is it more?
And then you're gonna... Sorry, go. Somebody jump in.
I think it's 1 for each item, I believe.
Yeah, the item is another plus 1. I'm rolling 4 dice and then adding, like, 12, it seems like.
So your goal is to get something like...
How to do it.
Like, I guess your goal would be to get, like, 5 shifts of success, then, like, maybe plus 1 or 2 to not short out all the technology around you when you're doing this.
Okay. Maneuver, I'm assuming, is what this is. By default, pulling off most maneuvers require 3 shifts of power, but if the target has an appropriate resisting skill rated higher than good, then blah blah blah. Where does it tell me what I add to this thing?
Okay, so what's going on? What are we trying to do? Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out what I add to my roll.
What you're adding to your roll is your discipline skill plus your focus items. That's it. Unless you've got aspects.
Okay. I have a specialization in it.
Yeah, so that would be your specialization in spirit?
Yep.
And that's probably another plus 1, I believe.
Cool. We'll just roll with that. Plus 6. 7!
Bah.
Okay, so that's...
So yeah, I said shoot for, like...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go for it, Zach.
Well, that's 7 shifts of power that you can throw around, basically.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure how we're evocating the computer use.
It seems like, I mean, under maneuvers, like, it seems like it would fall under a maneuver, and that was...
Are you, like, electromancing this computer to be slightly less, like, just...
Well, so can you, like, send... I'm the GM, so I shouldn't be giving you ideas, but...
I'm thinking, like, I basically, yeah, like, start sparking Victor's neurons in such a way. Like, I give him sort of access to maybe... Yeah, like, part of my scholarship, since I'm... actually pretty trained in that, and so we're like, yeah, no, this is how, like, basic computers work. I don't know if I'm also better than you at burglary, but mechanically I'm thinking I'm creating, like, an advantage, like a situational advantage for him. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
So like I said, it's been a long time since I've done the GM side of a Dresden Files game, so I'm rushing to catch back up on this.
I'm looking at the very last thing on page 252, which is maneuver. As with normal skills, evocation maneuvers cover a broad variety of potential effects, mainly geared towards creating a momentary advantage for you or removing one from your opponents.
Right. I'm just trying to think of, like, how many shifts of power that would require, right?
Later on in that, like, the next paragraph down, it says... By default, it requires 3.
Yeah, so creating an advantage is usually 3. If this is, like, a really long ways away, it might require some for range.
I'm just thinking, like, and then plus a couple to not blow out the computer nearby.
Yep.
Like, setback sort of thing.
I mean, I've got 7 to throw around, so I'm pretty sure I can. I'm pretty sure I meet this requirement handily.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just looking for like somebody else's opinion on spellcasting, because this is the first time I've refereed it.
All right, so what
spellcasting is a utility belt. Seriously, as long as he has a good idea of what he wants to do with it, and you feel like you've thrown the appropriate at it, is in terms of how hard he or how many shifts he has to get, then it happens because he's a fucking wizard.
Right.
And as long as he's got the stress to spend on it, basically. Yeah.
Do I have to spend stress on this?
When you're evocating, you always spend stress.
Oh. Good.
You always chuck mental stress at it. So, depending on how big of an effect that you need, you spend some amount of mental stress and add your conviction to that, and that's how many shifts of power you've got floating around. If it's more than your discipline roll was, then you've got to bleed some of it off somehow.
Okay, so if I have to roll 2 things?
No, you don't roll the second thing. Is you just add, you take your conviction, your conviction skill, right?
Yep.
Without rolling any dice, and you.
Yep.
So what is that?
4.
4.
4.
So how many shifts did we decide that you need to control to do this thing? Was it 3 or 4?
3 for the maneuver, and then 2 more to not blow up the computer.
Okay, so that's 5, right? So yep. 4 plus, so 5 minus your 4 conviction means that you need 1 mental stress to properly throw energy at this thing.
Okay.
And you've successfully controlled it, because your discipline roll was a 7, which is higher than 5.
Okay. So I yawn slightly after doing that.
Awesome. Okay. And then, Adam, you've got that aspect, sort of, you know, mind of the wizard, I guess, to tap into for this.
There's also, like, a lot of miscellaneous information about ducks in here.
Okay. So, with the information that you got from... from Frank, he tells you a couple tips and hints about breaking into these types of computers, you kick off like a escape sequence sort of thing, and you're able to pull up like the last password entered and access the system.
The password was just password.
Yeah, most of it is there's a game of solitaire open. There's a couple spreadsheets. There's an email program, and you're able to find like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for security camera stuff to be on the computer, but I can't see a reason for it. Like, we'll just roll for it.
I give you a basic, like, this is how networking works. And they just have it chilling on, like, a shared directory on a different computer.
Right, you wind up remote desktoping into a security station and are able to access the security feed for this room.
Did we get a photo of Sister? What was her name again? I was trying to trick Mike into saying it.
It's on you. Mike's not come up with the name yet.
Part of what I wanted to play with was the gumshoe aspect, and if you guys aren't asking the right questions, I'm just not going to hand them over. What were the 3 names on the paper? They were Snow White, Cinderella, and Aurora.
Well, it was Cinderella's castle that they were at.
Yeah, but if she's a cast member, it might be the person that she plays. I don't know.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. What color?
That, or it's like the person they're that or it's the person they're going to turn her into. Because she ate some sample of food at Cinderella's castle, and now she suddenly fell ill, and then she was disappeared, and no, that's not spooky and related.
Yeah, you can, there's timestamps with the names in the log. So you could roll back the security cameras each of those times. So for the first entry, the Snow White one, it's just a lady comes in and there's some sort of conversation between the two of them, and she looks like she takes some painkillers or something like that and she leaves. The second one comes in vomiting and is escorted to a private area, and the third one comes in clutching her stomach and is also escorted to one of the private areas behind the curtain.
Did any of them have kids with them?
No.
When does the kid walk in after? Because the kid did mention that she came in looking for her mom.
You keep rolling forward, and there is something... There's a blip on the tape, on the recording. There's a brief moment where everything seems to have had a problem, and then a kid walks in.
Wait, is it timestamped?
Yeah.
Like on the actual film?
Yeah.
Does anything happen to the timestamp on the film?
About 5 minutes goes by.
Oh good, that's not ominous as fuck.
The third one, Aurora. Sure. No, you know this, it's a Unix system.
Yeah.
The file system for Aurora. Okay. There is a reference that to a entry in a Excel spreadsheet about patients that came in.
Burn it all down. Fuck Excel. Wait. What? If they're on a Unix box, why are they using Microsoft Office and not some like actual DB?
It was a Jurassic Park joke. It's it's open LibreOffice.
They're evil. Come on.
They are evil. They're using LibreOffice.
Yes.
Or do they have both installed?
It's not the woman they may have abducted. It's definitely the Office thing.
You search her email, and there is an email that's sent around the same time that all this is going on, and it's to Sanitation 42, and it says, "I found one. Get ready."
They're totally turning her into a fucking Disney princess. This is creepy.
About this time, you see that the detectives, I have their names here, McLeod and Graves, are
you even said
McLeod?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We remember the fucking detective names, but not...
Yeah.
McLeod, not the kidnapping victim.
McLeod flips close his notebook, extends his hand, and shakes his hand to the lady, that cast member that he was speaking with, and Graves nods his head towards McLeod, and the two of them begin walking out, and the lady begins to walk in. Okay. You had a shitload of ships, so I'm not going to make you roll for that again. And you have no problem leaving the first aid room.
I'm probably asking people in the party who has an Advil to help deal with that one mental stress.
No one here has medical.
hold on, though. Florida Man does have survival.
Just pull some bark off a tree here, chew this.
Yes. We're going to
forage
for holistic medicine supplies in the Magic Kingdom.
I was more expecting just...
Well, I actually happen to know that you just need some willow bark, so it'll be good.
It's true.
This is America, they'd make me pay.
But where's the fun in that?
By the way, I'm not having a heart attack, but I do have a headache. Could I get something?
No, to prevent further heart attacks, could I get some ibuprofen?
It's aspirin.
Jeez.
Could I also get some acetaminophen for my anal retentive friend?
So are you heading into the tent?
No. God, no. That seems like a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Florida man walks into the tent and says, "Hey, man, you have any aspirin?"
"Hi. Yeah, sir. Just give me 1 minute." And she stands up and goes over to the medicine chest. She opens it with a couple... actually, she pulls a key out of her off her belt loop. It's attached to one of those little zip-liney things. Unlocks the cabinet, opens it up, gets one of those single samples of Advil that they keep in those little first aid shelves things. Closes it, locks it, and hands it over to you. "I hope you feel better, sir. Let me know if there's any other way we can help you in your stay."
"Thanks, I guess."
"Thanks, I guess." She smiles impossibly cheerily. "No problem. Have a great day."
Let's just walk out and hand the aspirin to Frank.
Legitimately surprised you didn't A, ask her for beer, or B, her number.
I just want to point out that the best adjusted of us is Florida Man. I don't know, Jack's pretty on point.
I'm not taking any fucking mouse medicine.
Yeah, no, that's how the person we're here to investigate whose name we don't know got into trouble. We're not doing that.
All right, so
eat nothing. This is like the underworld.
The fairy. No. Take it. And then when it happens, we'll be able to follow you. What happens to you?
I'm not bait.
Does he say that to Florida Man? Because Florida Man will totally...
Oh, jeez, you will. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I hand it back to Florida
That's
Man.
That's even a semi-plausible plan, to go where she was and then just eat everything.
Yeah, no, I hand it back to Florida Man. Just bottoms up, kid. Huh?
So he'll down that with the leftover of his PBR, I guess.
He's just been hanging on to the can the entire time.
I'm really surprised they let you into...
Walked into the park with an open beverage container.
You're using it to, like, point at things, too. Like, you're not even not calling attention to it.
I mean, like, little girls do, but... I don't think normal people do.
So presumably you have some ranks in conceal or something of that nature?
I feel like they would just overlook it, dude.
Yeah.
It's magic.
I mean, that's a magic sword.
The sword itself is
magic. It really
magic.
Feels like... I will put money on... The Winter Court knight having some, like, fairy magic way to make people ignore the fact that he's carrying a sword.
You also have Cloak of Shadows, right? So I feel like that's an okay thing to not stress about too hard.
I mean, Florida Man is probably carrying golf clubs too, so...
Oh, I've got my golf clubs around, yeah.
It's Florida. Nobody looks askance at anybody carrying around golf clubs.
Maybe you just keep your sword in a golf bag.
Yes.
A little caddy thing on top of it.
What we totally need to get you is, like, a lightsaber. Now that we're at Disney, like, we can get you Kylo Ren-style lightsaber that you just enchant up with fairy magic so it's your weapon, too.
But the Kylo Ren one.
Alright, so Florida Man is indeed ingesting the aspirin. I assume, being Florida Man, it has no real effect
on
you.
You actually feel a little bit better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. About being Florida Man?
Just in general, you feel kind of perky, and it's like, happy?
So it wasn't acetaminophen, it was Percocet.
Yes, they're just passing out uppers to people.
This is the happiest place on earth.
Enjoy your barbiturates, sir.
Alright, so what did you find out, Vic? Wait, what was her name? I look at Jack.
Do tempted to just take another point of mental stress because, dear sweet Jesus, we are the best investigators ever.
Does anyone actually have investigator, or are we, like, flying completely blind?
I think we have two people with, like, one rank.
Nice.
I have investigation at plus one.
Nice.
Oh, three people. Who all barely know what they're doing.
Sanitation 42.
It was 42.
The number was definitely 42.
Like, sausage making? Whoa. I thought I was joking when I said sausage processing, but now it kind of sounds like that.
Well, we find someone who knows, and then we make them make us know.
That is a great phrase.
You know that we know that you know you'll make us know what we need to know.
And be straight with us, because we know what you're trying to make us know and not know.
So as someone who deals with names and probably fake names, is there any, like, where would I probably start trying to track down tying someone's alias to their actual self?
A lot of investigatory legwork or magic.
Well, I'm a wizard who's not very good at investigation, so I think I know where I'm going to fall on this one, but...
Dresden once summoned a demon to get information for him.
That sounds like a great idea in the House of Mickey.
He regularly summons pixies to find things out for him.
He lied lyingly. I mean, we're at Disney World. We can get pizza. We can also feed some of it to Florida Man and see if it, you know, has more adverse reactions.
Oh, I guess Florida Man would say... This restroom is pretty good. I feel pretty happy about things.
You can't just have people saying how they feel. That makes me angry.
That makes me feel angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you normally?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the other thing is we could find someone who would likely know. Like, the Sanitation 42 sounds like a department guy or something.
Yeah, was it IM or an email? Like, was it a Disney departmental email?
What was the domain on it?
It was an internal email.
Okay. So sanitation42@disney.com.solus.
MagicKingdom.Disney, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This, given our skill set, that's not a super strong lead.
All right, but I'm gonna start looking around. There are trash cans. I'm looking for someone emptying the trash can.
Someone emptying the 42nd trash can. Oh my god!
Well, no, a trash can.
No, I'm just.
So you look around, and there appears to be a trash can roughly every 30 feet. There is. You literally could not start walking in any direction without eventually hitting a trash can. You look and, you know, you wait a while. Nobody shows up to empty any of the trash, and you see people walking by throwing in turkey legs, paper plates, aluminum cans, soda bottles, all that shit. But nobody seems to be emptying any trash. You do see a cast member pick up a piece of foil and put it in the trash can.
Do they get more full?
I mean, you'll have to go take a look.
I do. I'm now confused.
Florida Man is totally up for taking a look.
The trash can appears to be empty.
Oh, God.
Is this magic, or do they just have, like, a creepy garbage pipe?
So, Florida Man happens to have a can of PBR.
No.
To sacrifice.
Are you going to look at the trash can with your true sight?
I don't have that.
I'm tempted to, because this is clearly magic. Yeah, it is.
You know the truth of this garbage.
It's almost never worth it, but this seems awesome. Yes, definitely, definitely look at the garbage demon with your eye.
But
how about I start?
Yeah, right,
yeah, yeah.
Florida Man had an idea too.
He's gonna put something in there. And,
yeah.
Well,
Florida Man has a can of PBR that can be sacrificed for the cause of knowing what happens.
Okay. Well, and I guess my first thing is, I guess I'm gonna try and use lore to explain what's happening.
Okay.
Well, because lore is basically also supernatural alertness type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I'll try and figure that out.
Okay.
Alright. So the dice plus my lore. I think you're with the sight, you also get a plus one bonus when you're using lore like this, I think. Yeah, but I'm not positive. I just don't know if I have to have it on. No, I think the sight
it just includes you in when things are arcane.
Yeah. Alright. Sure.
That's good.
Yeah, when you're looking at this, you come away absolutely positive that there's nothing arcane about any of it.
Okay. Yeah, throw the beer in there.
Alright, Florida Man will definitely throw his beer in and watch.
Right,
I like to imagine he has a little speech like, I'm gonna miss you, Jimmy.
There is a lid on the trash can, like one of those little push lids. So you throw the can in there and you keep the push lid open and it just appears that the can is sitting at the bottom of the trash can.
Let it close?
Alright, then yeah, we'll let it close and then reopen.
There is a coughing, whirring sound, and you open up the can again and you can see like a door closing at the bottom of the trash can. But it's like can't quite close. It jerks a little bit and then finally gets closed.
Would you call that some kind of an advanced mechanism?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking for a
friend. I was going to say, who's going to ask the question? I was betting on Florida Man.
It's about the size of Florida Man.
So Florida Man is going to go ahead and ask the question that really should be asked, because obviously if there's a trash can, you can throw Florida Man into it. The question is there a trash can somewhere discreet to throw Florida Man into it?
Yeah. Well, we did just get our asses kicked by Goofy.
He has learned some hard lessons about being unable to answer questions when cops ask them.
Goofy shows back up. Because we were messing with the trash in Disneyland.
Ixnay on the Oofy guy.
Something stirs in the distance.
Do you want to roll to find a trash can hidden in a corner somewhere?
No. You guys find a trash can without a whole lot of people around. You got to walk a little bit. You know, you wind up over in the disused corner of, like, Tomorrowland or whatever. But you eventually find a trash can where there's nobody around.
Does Florida Man have a cell phone that he's going to be able to, like, report back to us with?
Oh, he has a burner. Because he can never keep his...
Yeah, that's good.
Definitely just googled failed Disney franchises and the top result was Tomorrowland.
So let's think this through.
Down by the Swiss Family Treehouse, you find a trash can that there's no one around because fuck that, right?
We're going to put you in the trash can. What happens next?
So you jump it in?
You close
No. I'm asking Florida Man.
Okay.
And his answer is literally, you close the lid.
Okay, and let's...
He is no mental giant, to be clear.
Alright. So we close the lid, that thing opens up, it puts you down there, and then what?
We find out where this goes?
I'm really hoping this leads to a sanitation officer and not, like...
The furnace?
An entirely devoid of human dump.
I love the idea. What's going to happen? What's the worst case? It leads to the incinerator.
Yeah.
Florida Man wakes up tomorrow.
Yeah.
With boxers in his room, just like, well, that was a hell of a trip.
You don't understand, this dude has no fear of death anymore.
Trust me, I get it. But
you're worried about what you'll actually be able to find out, because Florida Man may be incinerated and his phone will be destroyed.
I just don't know what we do next.
Just, so make sure you have your phone on and you're just streaming everything that you capture on video to, like, Google Cloud or iCloud or whatever.
I guess Florida Man will initiate a phone call to Jack before they close the lid.
All right. We'll keep the line open, yeah.
And I'm staying at a safe distance.
All right, so we now have a complete plan. I mean, ish.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah, Florida Man gets in the trash can and waits for somebody to close the lid on him.
Good luck.
So you get in the trash can and you close the lid. Florida Man, there is the sound like a hurricane coming rolling up the coast back when you lived in the trailer, and or I guess you kind of still do every now and then, and there's kind of an excruciating amount of pain as you're sucked down into some sort of pipe that then blasts you forward. There is a period of time in which you know only the feeling of your bone snapping as it pushes you through a pneumatic tube. For those of you who are listening on the other end of the phone, it sounds roughly like someone is getting run over repeatedly on the highway.
Okay.
Eventually the screaming stops and you hear a plopping sound, and six other people start screaming.
Six other people?
Yeah, there's six distinct voices screaming.
That's just like Daytona.
Yeah, when you come back to your senses after all of your ligaments re-knit themselves and your bones begin to heal and the blood begins to pool back into your brain, you find yourself in an immense pile of garbage being sorted by six Disney crew cast members, carefully sorting the trash into different piles, landfill, compost, and recycling. They are screaming, and one of them has hit a button called emergency. A big red button on the side. And the person has a walkie-talkie and is screaming for medical to get here as soon as they goddamn can. Please hurry.
So, in the midst of the pandemonium, Florida Man will just stand up and look over at the recycling pile and see if his can of PBR.
It is.
I was looking for that. Picks it up. Takes a sip.
It was open the entire time.
So, where am I?
Are any of you Sanitation 42?
How are you alive? What are you doing? Are you insane? That no one has... the people there just ask you... One of them walks over you and touches you in wonder.
I was looking for my can of PBR.
Don't do that.
What?
Why? What would convince you to climb into a trash can?
I mean, I wake up in dumpsters all the time. What's the difference?
One of the doors on the far end of the room opens, and two security guards come rushing in, and shortly thereafter, the lady running that first aid tent from her earlier with a first aid kit in her hands. Sir, what in the fuck?
That's medical technical talk there.
I love how the guards are way more confused about this than Florida Man is.
Well, I mean, to them, a guy just survived being ground into hamburger. For you, it's Tuesday.
Look, you're gonna have to come with us. Is he not dead somehow? When the guards asks to the nurse, and she comes over and she looks at you, she shines a light in your eye, and She puts gloves on before touching you, and she shines a light in your eye, and she kind of, like, looks at your pulse, and she says, I guess he's okay. And,
yeah, I'm fine. I just want to know where I am.
So, you're in part of the Utilidors. This is the area under Disney World, and, you're gonna have to leave now.
Oh, okay, cool. Where's the exit?
We'll take you there. It's okay. Just come with us, sir.
All right. That's fine. Can I take my PBR with me?
You know, be our guest. We'll take you out the back way. It's fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do you have alertness?
Is the call still going on?
Florida Man actually does have alertness, and I'm pretty sure that phone call is still going on.
Yes, we can hear through the phone, assuming it's not incinerated or crushed or something.
No, I think it's funnier if the phone is okay. Because it's, you know, he's got to have a phone that's used to this sort of thing.
Just, but it's he's got, in order to ever use it again, he needs to clean the gore out of the various crevices on the surface.
He's just got like a can of compressed air. Just
He's nested like three of those otter cases together, so the phone is functionally invincible.
So that's a solid two.
All right, so. Yeah, so on your way out, you notice that the lady who was working the first aid tent exchanges a look with one of the other workers there.
Do I know, can I identify this worker now?
Yeah, it's a guy looks like he could be your brother. He's got the same sort of dark curly hair, palish complexion.
Does he have a name tag?
That's about it. Yeah, his name is... I don't have a name for this guy somehow.
Walter? I basically just want to make a Walt Disney joke.
Actually, I'm pretty sure what Florida Man would do, being Florida Man, is he would totally say, hey, thanks for not grinding me up anymore, as he walks out.
You got any more of that aspirin? That's pretty good.
The name on his tag is Albert.
Okay. So I guess just walking through the Utilidors is a strange and underwhelming experience with much, much monotone beige.
No, it's concrete slate gray. Like there are pipes and stuff running along the upper left hand corner. You know, on one of the upper corner ceilings. The pipes are all color coded. They've got arrows and stuff on them. They're blue and red, and you know they seem to be indicating. I don't know how much, you know, utility work that you've done, but the guess is your character, Florida Man. You're assuming that's power and water and all sorts of things that need to be shipped throughout. And it's wide enough for two golf carts. And every once in a while you see you guys have to move to the side as a golf cart comes through carrying a load of something in, you know, big plastic bags. Could be popcorn, could be trash. And they continue to escort you back and out to the rear entrance of the rear exit of Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom.
All right. Well, Florida Man does indeed have craftsmanship one. So he knows his way around utility corridors. But is there anything actually worth noticing in the utility corridors?
No, I mean, it's worth noticing. It appears
like
to be...
no signage or anything?
Oh, there's signs all over the place. But it's things like to Fantasyland, to Magic Kingdom, to Frontierland. In intersecting corridors, there are ramps and stairwells and ladders and stuff that go upwards that indicate, like, you know, access points. And then there's signs for, like, restaurants, like this way to be our guest or whatever the name of that All right. restaurant
And they
is.
Let him out where?
There's actually a back exit to Disney, and you eventually find yourself... back towards the parking lot.
Alright, so once they're well away from him, he'll pull out his phone again and say, hey, so I'm at the back parking lot. We should probably, like, go before they figure out what we were up to and try and arrest somebody. Like me.
And do you share Albert's name with the rest of the class?
Not over the phone. Are you kidding?
Well, no. But once we all get back together.
But yeah, once everybody's in vehicles, he'll let him know that there was a dude who looked like he could be the brother of the woman at the first aid tent, and his name was Albert.
Those Swamp Wizards is a creation of That D&D Podcast and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Share this all you like, just don't charge money for it and don't chop out the good stuff. You can find That D&D Podcast at www.thatdndpodcast.com. We've got a Patreon if you'd like to leave us a tip, a Twitch channel if you'd like to see us live, and we're on YouTube too if you'd rather catch the reruns. The intro music is Slow Burn by Kevin MacLeod, whose works can be found at Incompetech, incompetech.com. Our outro music is Low Horizon by Kai Engel, whose works can be found at www.kai-engel.com. Both tracks were sourced from the Free Music Archive, which can be found at freemusicarchive.org. If you made it this far, hey, thanks for listening to the credits. I'll leave you with a quote. This world is made of love and peace. Let's all do our part to see that come true.